Apologies for the ads. As an independent one-woman show, ads help me recover some of my costs. If you want to skip the ads, sign up to the exclusive feed. All episodes are free from ads, and there's full-length bonus episodes as well. The link is in the show notes. You can also make a one-time donation at buymeacoffee.com/amillionOTW. And on with the show, as they say.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. In order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
I have another case for you today that needs someone to come forward with information to bring Lise Fredette home to her family. Now, this case is solved, but her remains have never been found, and her family is desperately wants that her body found, so let's try and help this family out. This is the murder of Lise Fredette.
You obviously have a very high tolerance for murder.
My heart that I'll never be able to get back.
May God bless your dark, broken soul.
Now, there's a lot of information available on this case, but I could not find a single thing. Like, even in some of the archives that tell us what Lise was like in life. But True Crime True North did manage to get an interview with Lise's adult son, Stefan. And it's really a good thing because they spoke to him, because otherwise I would not know what an amazing spitfire sassy girl Lise was, even in her 70s. So Lise was originally from Sherbrooke, Quebec, where she had married. She had two kids, Stefan and Natalie. Her husband and her split up in 1977, but they stayed friendly with each other. And Lise, being attractive and active, she dated after her kids were adults. And she moved to Peterborough in her later years, which is considered to be in central Ontario. It's about 125 kilometers northeast of Toronto, with about 85,000 people living there. And Lise got a job working at Walmart as their jewelry department manager, just to keep herself busy. This is the one on Shermung Road, which was about a 13-minute drive north of her home at 2533 Bensford Road, which is a fairly small, square, like brown brick house. Stephane talked about his mom when they were growing up, and she was pretty much the super mom type. She made sure both kids got to do and participate in whatever activities they wanted to do. If they wanted to play soccer, they played soccer, and she didn't just show up to watch. Like, she would volunteer on the team. She had a bit of a tough exterior, but she was very loving and caring and had a nurturing and soft-hearted spirit inside that she just tried to protect by being a little bit tough on the outside. But probably the most impressive thing about Lise is that she never gave up on love. Like, she dated into her 70s. Like, come on, I wouldn't want to be dating now. I didn't want to be dating in my 30s. So in 2011, she's 71. She's a grandma. She's living alone, doing her thing at Walmart, which would be a full enough day for me. She's still driving. She has a Toyota RAV4 SUV, and then she's off volunteering at community events, and she's dating. Like, she's kind of my hero, really. Well, except for the dating part, I really have no interest in doing that. So in 2011, while volunteering at a community dance, she meets this guy, Andrew Watson. Now, Andrew is originally from Glasgow, Scotland. He'd worked at the Department of Natural Resources there before he retired and moved to Peterborough, at about 30 minutes away from Lise on Payne Street. Interestingly, he had apparently had a brother that disappeared back home, but I really couldn't find any information on that. So maybe it was just a rumor. Anyway, she met him, they kind of started dating, and then he ghosted her. So she met a different guy at another dance, like, Lise, like, she's got some game. Well, then Andrew comes back into the picture, wants to start stuff up again, and Lise decides, like, okay, like, why not? Andrew seemed like a good guy. He appeared to really care about Lise, and so the two of them were kind of an item. They would go on some trips together, and everything was wonderful. Except for the fact that Andrew had a little bit of a jealous streak, and Stephane described his behavior as rather childish, something he kind of put off to the fact that, you know, this guy had lived alone most of his life. And I don't know, I think some people can act a little bit childish when they get a little bit older. But he would kind of go off on a little bit of a snit and huff when he was feeling jealous. And then he would come crawling back all apologetic. I mean, the usual stuff. Now, Lise never mentioned to anyone if Andrew had ever been violent with her or showed any signs of that. But people that knew both of them say, like, she would have mentioned that, but, like, who knows? So in April 2014, Lise made it clear that this time, like, she's over it. She didn't want to see him anymore. Like, she's 74 by this point. She doesn't have time for this kind of crap. And Andrew was 77, so it's not like he's motivated to grow and change, like, become his authentic self or anything. No one's reading self-help books after the age of 65. Who you are is who you are. Well, Andrew didn't take this very well, and he started to do some pretty weird and harassing things to her, like leaving letters in her mailbox saying things that were threatening, but not threatening enough, if you know what I mean. Like, oh, I'm just really worried about you. I wouldn't want anything to happen to you at night. You should lock your doors. Like, and he also started watching her from the cemetery, which is across the street from the house, like, just weird and kind of creepy things. But soon Lise started dating a new man named Ben, and the letters and harassments completely amped up, as they usually do. And so Lise did take the matter to the police. They told her to just be really clear with him, so not that helpful. They probably figured, like, he's 77, how dangerous could he be? But they did in September go out to his place and talk to him, tell him to stay away from Lise or else. And, like, he didn't really do that. Instead, on her birthday in October, he went to her place and told her, like, hey, I got a new girlfriend and she happens to live on your street. So if you see me around here, don't call the cops on me. Now, this new girlfriend probably didn't exist. So, now, Lise lived very much by routine, as most seniors do. Like, seniors, they don't like curveballs. So on Wednesday, her routine was to work at Walmart at the evening shift, and then Thursday she worked the morning shift. And the normal routine had become that Lise got home from work, which was around 8:30 at night. Ben would then come by, they'd order pizza, watch TV together, and just kind of unwind. Now, I'm not sure what transpired when Ben showed up that evening, or if he showed up at all. Like, it might be that he always waited for her to call until he got home, and she didn't call that night, so he figured she's busy or just tired or whatever. But she didn't show up for work the next morning, and her coworkers right away were worried about her because that was not like her at all. So they called Stefan, who called Natalie, and then Natalie went over to the house to sort of check on her mom. Natalie arrived at her mom's place around 9 in the morning and saw that her RAV4 was parked in the driveway, but her purse and car keys were laying on the driveway in front of the vehicle. And starting to panic a little bit, Natalie ran to the front door and saw that the door was still locked, indicating that she had not made it from the car door to where, past much of the car door where she was obviously attacked. Which was easy to surmise based on the blood that was staining the driveway around where her purse and keys were. There was also one of her earrings laying on the driveway. So Natalie called the police, who came out right away, and they noticed that the light to the motion sensor porch light had been unscrewed, and there was some footprints or like shoe prints in the ground directly under the light. And the police immediately did the door-to-door thing, searched around the area, letting residents know that Lise had last been seen wearing a 3/4-length black down-filled winter jacket, dark pants, and black shoes. She had a dark-colored purse and a blue soft-shelled thermal lunch bag. Now, there was enough evidence of a struggle and attack that it didn't take a genius to figure out that Lise had met with foul play. Inspectable Larry Charmley was in charge of the investigation and all the search efforts. It also didn't take a genius to figure out the best place to start asking questions was at 746 Payne Street in the home of Andrew Watson. Now, he wasn't particularly helpful, but Larry was pretty confident that Andrew knew more than he was saying, and worse, that she was dead and that he had killed her. Quote, "We had our concerns from day one, but as time passed, she's been missing for more than a week. There are a number of steps to be taken in investigation to see traces of activity. We came to a dead end and reality sets in." So rather than bore you with a long list of things that they found at Lisa's house as well as at Andrew's house, let's just say this criminal mastermind left a trail of blood evidence and discarded tarps and shoe prints and cuts on his hands. Left his own blood on Lisa's driveway, and the list goes on. So he was arrested for first-degree murder and criminal harassment for these little love notes he was leaving behind 9 days after her disappearance. And then he was questioned, which now this police interview is 3 hours long, so you will pardon me if I've edited it down a little bit for time.
How long were you and Lisa together overall?
From the fall of 2011... until the 20th of April, 2014.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
So from the fall of 2011 till April the 20th, you said, 2014?
The reason I'm so sure about the date we split up was it's my birthday.
The 20th of April.
Yeah.
And that's the breakup day.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
You know why we broke up?
No.
Because I was wearing jeans.
You broke up because you were wearing jeans?
Yeah.
You gotta explain that one to me.
Well, I was to go to her place. We were gonna go out for supper with our family.
Right.
And when I went, I was wearing jeans. And she said she didn't want me to wear jeans, she wanted me to wear pants. So I had these jeans on, and they were perfectly nice jeans. They weren't scruffy, ragged, and they were almost new.
Yep.
Perfect condition. And I had a brand new t-shirt on, perfect condition, perfectly clean. And so I thought I was presentable, and I thought I was dressed as well as her son and her son-in-law and our grandkids, because they were all in jeans and t-shirts. So I didn't think it was a problem, but she got real mad about that.
And that's why you broke up?
No family problems, because I have no family at all. So she didn't have to worry about me paying alimony or child support or anything else like that.
Right.
I had absolutely no family problems. And her family seemed to like me, and I certainly got on well with all her family. We didn't have any problems at all with her family. So we had no family problems.
Right.
So as far as I was concerned, there was not a serious problem between us at all. Now in the early days when she started this, I would argue with her. But very soon realized that it was a waste of time arguing with her, because she just would not listen.
Right.
So what I did was, when I saw this fight coming, and I could see it coming, after I'd been with her so long, I could see this coming, and I knew it was coming.
Right.
So what I did, I would just go home. I did everything I could to make her happy. I colored her hair, I cleaned her shoes, I pressed her pants, I sewed and darned for her. I grew a mustache for her. I don't like a mustache, but I grew a mustache for her. I did yard work for her. I did housework for her. I was down on my hands and knees scrubbing the kitchen floor, the bathroom floor, cleaning the toilet, cleaning the tubs around. I couldn't tell you the number of things I did to try and make her happy.
Right. No problems, no issues. You're doing everything for her. You guys are in a committed relationship. You love each other, is that right? But she picks these silly fights.
I loved her very, very much.
You loved her. Did she love you?
I don't know.
Did she ever tell you she did?
Oh, all the time, yeah. But you can't go by that. I've had other women tell me they love me and they're sleeping with somebody else beside. Well, very shortly after we broke up, she started going with Ben.
Okay.
So then, no question, it's getting back together again. She had a new boyfriend.
Do you know who this Ben guy is?
Oh yeah, well these guys she went with, the guys at the club.
Okay.
Anyway, we finished over here. She had complained to the police for me.
Right.
Because I was mad one time and I wrote a little note to her, and it was not a nice note. It was a nasty note. And I regret very much having sent that, but still, there's nothing I can do about that now. Anyway, when she got this note, she complained to the police came and saw me and told me that I shouldn't be bothering her.
Right.
And I said that was fine, and then so after that, we weren't talking to each other, we weren't friendly.
You know, this investigation's, you know, it's ongoing and that, but when is the last time that you saw Liz? When's the last time you would have seen her?
The Saturday before she disappeared. But, as I said, we did not speak to each other or dance with each other, or even look at each other, because, have you spoken to Ian Maxwell?
I haven't, no.
Oh, he's a policeman who came to see me a couple of times.
Okay.
And the second time he came, he made it absolutely clear I had nothing whatsoever to do with it. So I took his words to heart and I never even looked at them.
Never looked at what?
Ben or Leith.
Oh, sir, because he's the one that came and spoke to you and said, after the letters, is that what you're talking about? Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah. You can speak, it might help you to speak to him.
Well, what's going on?
He's a very nice chap.
Yeah? He's with the Peterborough Service here?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to ask you, how are you so sure that's the last time you saw him? And I'm just wondering in your mind, why you think it was that day?
Because I saw her every Saturday. We both went to the dance every Saturday.
She went missing on the 12th. So is it possible it's a different Saturday that you saw her?
I saw her the Saturday before she disappeared.
Okay, that's fair then. So what I'm just telling you is that on the 12th is the day that she went missing. So that we know for sure, okay? So if you said you saw her the Saturday before she went missing, is it possible then that you're talking about the 8th?
It must be.
Okay.
It must be.
I just want to make sure, you know, yeah. Because you said the 15th, which I understand, but we know she went missing on the 12th. So this is Remembrance Day. You remember they came and they asked you to leave on the 13th, this day.
Yeah.
And that's because on the 12th she's missing.
I don't know what she's missing.
No, that's what I'm telling you.
I don't know. I don't even know how you know that.
Well, I'll tell you how I know. I'll explain it to you. Okay, but I'm just, if we work backwards, like you said, then if you recall seeing her last on the Saturday before she went missing, that would be the 8th.
The simple thing is, both she and I went to the dance every Saturday.
Gotcha.
We weren't talking, we weren't dancing, we weren't having any sort of communication whatsoever, but we were there.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that. I don't have any issue with that.
Every Saturday.
Okay. So if you saw her the Saturday before...
So if she's missing here, obviously she wasn't at the dance that night.
No. Did you go to the dance that night?
I don't think I went to the dance that night. No, I didn't go.
On the 15th? Yeah, on the 15th you didn't go?
No, well, the police had taken me away.
Right. You were in a hotel?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. All right, so the 8th at the dance, after the 8th, which is the Saturday, did you see her?
I saw her that Saturday too.
The 1st? Okay. Did you see her any time after the Saturday at the dance?
No.
Okay, so that's the last time?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay. See that right there?
Yeah.
That's blood.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We'll start there, okay? But this is her house, this is her entrance, mm-hmm. right? It looks familiar to you, right? Because you've been there before.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is the back of her car.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
see this little piece
yeah.
here?
Yeah.
That would be along here, or down
no,
the side.
No, down here.
Right. See that?
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
that?
That's blood.
That's blood, okay.
I'm assuming.
Yeah, so am I, right?
Yeah.
But from my standpoint, between that at the front of the car and this at the back of the car, that's what I would refer to as a significant amount of blood.
Foul play.
Yeah, foul play.
Indicating foul play.
Absolutely, yeah. right? Because that's not a cut finger.
No, no.
That's not a stub toe.
No.
That's significant, no. okay? There's a lot of things I can read into when I look at that, okay? So when I see those things. Then you look at that picture. So you obviously know that that picture is along here now, right?
Which one?
See this picture here? Right?
That
where is that in relation to this?
This picture here is there.
Exactly.
Okay.
See her keys? See an earring?
I'll take your word for it.
Okay.
They took my glasses away from me.
Okay. Well, right here is her car key, her house key, and right here is an earring.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's a sign of a struggle. You can see how everything's kind of tossed up, and there's the edging of the blood right there, right?
Yeah.
Now, that's not normal. We know she didn't go in the house. We know her things are lying there, okay? There's another picture, which is along the edge here.
Yeah.
That's her glasses laying on the ground. Is there any reason you can think of
no matter.
When we download that
no,
data?
No. I've got no answers for you at all.
Okay, but that's why I have to ask the questions,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Is there any reason you can think of why that
no,
data is going to show your car?
No, any questions, okay?
Well, then I just want you to understand what we're working on.
Yeah.
And what we're doing, okay? So you're aware of, mm-hmm. of what's going mm-hmm. on. Because I think it's important for you to know.
Yeah.
I think it's important for you to understand what we're working on as investigators.
Uh-huh.
I think you have every right to know that. You're the one sitting here under arrest. Mm-hmm. Make sense?
I still don't know why they don't just let me go home and stay at home where I would be comfortable. Because I'm certainly not going to be going anywhere or doing anything.
Right. Is it logical? Would that be your blood? Have you cut yourself?
Yeah, I cut myself here.
Okay, and how'd you do that?
I did it with a chisel.
A chisel?
Yeah.
Okay, what?
And I explained all this to Dan LeMay.
Okay.
I even showed him what I was working on when it happened, and showed him how it happened and everything else.
We're at a point right now where this isn't a what happened to her. This isn't a whodunit. Okay, we know she's gone.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're responsible. But there's still some, you know, the big question is the why. That's the only answer we have left is the why did this happen? It's not did you do it? We know you did, okay? This is only one set of scientific testing
mm-hmm.
that's happened. There's more scientific testing going on as we speak,
mm-hmm.
plus all the pictures, plus all the images.
Mm-hmm.
You can see where this is going.
Mm-hmm.
This is all coming to one great big mass of head, okay?
Mm-hmm. Well, there'll be blood all over my head, because
right.
I'm always bleeding.
Right. But
it'll be my blood.
Okay.
It sure as hell is not Lizzie's blood in my head.
But it's on your car.
Well, I don't know about that.
That's science. It's right there. It's on your car. Okay. And you know what? Even down to it's on your exhaust.
You're convinced she's dead, you're not going to bring her back.
No, but you know what? You know as well as I do, there's grandkids and a daughter
and
a son that would like her remains.
And a brother.
That would like her remains. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
And I know you love her.
It looks to me like you've got this all wrapped up.
But I want her. People deserve that, and you know that.
I cannot answer any more questions at all.
But you can. You absolutely can, because you can make up your own mind.
I know that. The lawyer told me not even to speak to you. But I, being the kind of guy I am, I don't mind speaking to you.
You've been a gentleman.
But,
you've been respectful. You've been cooperative.
You're just telling me that you can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that I killed Lee Fredette. This is what you're telling me.
You and I don't need to play a word game back and forth.
I'm not playing. I'm just telling you I don't want to speak to you. That's all. Because the lawyer told me not to speak to you.
And I'm telling you I don't have an issue with that. However, I'm simply reminding you that you can speak for yourself. I would like her body back.
Mm.
That's where we're at.
Well, you don't think there's any chance of me going home and staying at home?
No. Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, well.
I'm just asking.
I told you, I sit in the house reading it all the time.
But we have a witness that says you
left that night. Okay. Good for you. You've got it all wrapped up. Why do you keep going on?
Because I would like to bring Lee's
back
to her
family. Well, bring her back or whatever. Do whatever you like. Just don't involve me. The lawyer told me not to even talk to you. I should have been talking to you all this time.
You know that you're involved, so how can I step back and not involve you? You're a logical man. You know that. Okay? That's the one thing that you're conflicted with right now is the fact that you are so logical and you are so...
I'm not conflicted at all.
Then I've underestimated
the only
you.
The only thing that's bothering me is these conditions that I'm under.
Do you understand you're under arrest for murder?
I understand
you
that.
Understand.
Do you understand these conditions?
You're in a jail cell.
Eh?
You're in a jail cell.
These are terrible conditions, for God's sake. For somebody who supposedly is innocent, has not been convicted of any crime.
That's right.
To have to put up these conditions is just abominable.
Well then, let's talk about, you know, responsibility. Who's responsible for this?
I'm finished talking to you. Can you not understand that? I don't want to talk to you anymore. Period. End of discussion. What could be simpler? I think you've already got enough. I don't know why you're even talking to me.
But that's why you're under arrest, because there's more than enough.
Martha.
So when you asked earlier, I don't even know, Scott, why I'm under arrest. I don't know why I'm here. I answered your question for you, because you deserved that. You deserved to
know. I know why I'm here.
Right.
There's no question about that. I know exactly why I'm here.
The family is sitting in this building right now, and it's the where issue.
Oh, they're in this building?
They're in this building.
Oh, wow.
Okay, and it's the where issue. That's the only question they have. They don't care about the why. They don't care about the circumstances.
Mm.
They're not judging.
Mm-hmm.
They're not, okay? They just want their mom back. They want their grandma back.
Yeah, they're a nice family.
They are.
Yeah.
And so I think they deserve
and
that.
And I got on very well with them.
And that's what they said, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I honestly believe they are a very nice family.
Yeah.
Okay? But they want mom back. They want grandma
uh-huh.
back. Okay? So let's go get her. You and I...
I'm not going anywhere except back to myself, where hopefully I'll get a pillow and a mattress and maybe even a blanket. because that is an awful uncomfortable place. What I really would like is for you to let me go home.
You know that's not going to happen. I already explained it to you.
And I can guarantee you that I will not leave my house. I will not step over the door.
That's out of my control.
Okay.
Like I said, that's up to the courts. We put the person before the courts, and it's up to the courts to decide where the person goes. Because it's a weekend, tomorrow Sunday.
So I'll be here at least until Tuesday.
No, I explained this to you earlier. You'll be here today, you'll be here tonight. My guess is after tomorrow in the video remand, you'll be transferred to a jail.
Ah.
And then from the jail, they'll take you to the court.
Ah.
Okay.
And the jail will be in Lindsay.
Well, as we discussed earlier, I'll find out exactly which jail. But that would make sense, yeah.
Okay, are we done here?
No. Do you have questions for me?
No. I think you've got everything wrapped up.
So what are your thoughts on all that?
Hmm?
I said, what are your thoughts on all that? I'm sitting here showing you how I believe you...
I think you've been doing very well. Yeah, very well.
But I'm accusing you of taking her life. You're okay with that?
Do I have any choice?
Absolutely, you have a choice. You can say whatever you want to me. If you don't agree with it, if you don't like it, you absolutely have a choice.
No, I don't have a choice. You charged me with murder. You've charged me with murder, and that's it.
But it's not without evidence.
I'm not talking about evidence. I'm saying that the position I'm in, I have no choice.
Well,
I'm just a pawn here.
Just a pawn?
That you're playing with.
What do you mean by that?
I told you I don't want to talk to you. How many times do I have to tell you that? Did you know an officer, an OPP officer called Pierce?
Pierce?
He was the officer in charge of the Helmuth Buxbaum murder down in Cataro or something like that. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that case?
I remember the case. I don't know if I know the officer in particular.
That was a spectacular case.
Was it? What did you like about or notice about that case? You obviously followed it and paid attention to it.
I just read a book on it.
Did you?
Yeah.
And what did you think? You said it was spectacular. What is it that you picked up on?
I didn't think it was spectacular. I just thought that this officer Pierce did a good job.
Yeah. What?
But the mistake the murderer made was he involved far too many people, and they were all lowlifes who would squeal on anybody to get out of it themselves, you know?
Absolutely.
So they were all spilling their guts, and that's how the case was solved.
That's an age-old issue that if you're going to tell a whole bunch of other people, well, then you've lost control of the information now, haven't you? Because
this guy sure lost control, I'll tell you.
You just never know who's going to go talk, right?
In a nutshell, I did anything and everything that I could to try and make her happy. It's as simple as that.
So Andrew wasn't given Lee's whereabouts away for nothing. He seemed to have it in his head that without a body, they couldn't really do anything to him. Well, it turns out that they could. So as Andrew sat in jail awaiting this preliminary trial, he was denied bail because even at 77, he was a rather dangerous man and a man with means to take off and leave the country. So the police continued their searches for Lisa's remains, hoping that with the winter ending that the visibility in the water would have improved, but they never did find any signs of Lise. The Crown Prosecutor Shona Pickens' theory is that Andrew knew Lise's Wednesday's routine and waited for her outside her house, likely hiding in some bushes after disabling her motion sensor. Then she got out of her car. He hit her over the head with a shovel, using it almost like an axe, creating a lot of blood loss for Lise. He then threw her into the bed of his truck, covered it with a tarp, and then dumped her body somewhere. Andrew delayed his preliminary hearing by basically not paying his lawyer, her retainer, and then complained that no one was giving him his disclosure documents, which is so familiar of an argument. So he had to represent himself, delayed things further by complaining that it was unfair because he didn't know how to use a laptop. Finally, the preliminary started. He refused to show up and come out of his jail cell, so they had to forcibly remove him. And then he came into the courtroom in handcuffs and then proceeded to lay down in the prisoner's box, like, instead of sitting like a normal person. So he was displaying this childish behaviors that Stefan had always been alluding to. In order to avoid any kind of appeals, the court made sure that he always had an attorney available for him to consult with. And then after the preliminary concluded, Justice Benninger said, "On the whole of the evidence that I heard, there is nothing in Miss Fredette's background or day-to-day life that logically leads to the conclusion that she voluntarily left everybody and everything that was important to her, and that there was overwhelming evidence that she had in fact been murdered, stating regarding the criminal harassment charge. I find that there is sufficient evidence to commit the defendant to trial on the basis of repeatedly communicating with Miss Fredette. I find there is reasonable inferences that the defendant played an active part in the death of Miss Fredette." So while he was waiting for the actual trial to begin, the police, like, they continued to search for her remains. Detective Mike Self said, "One of our goals is to bring closure to the family and find Lise. She is somewhere out there, and there is still hope that will happen, that a community member will come across her. But we also hope that we get the final piece of information that leads us to locating her." But after an exhausting trial of emotional outbursts from Andrew, and he once had to be carried into the courtroom in a chair, and then he would sometimes act like he was, like, all weak and feeble, couldn't hear anything. He taunted the prosecutor to basically provide a witness or Lisa's body to prove that he killed her. But he was convicted of first-degree murder in April of 2017. He's not going to be eligible for parole for 25 years. So he was sent to the Millhaven Regional Treatment Center, where he died of apparent natural causes on July 11th, 2022. And of course, taking with him into the afterlife the location of Lise's remains. Any hope for the closure for the family? Stefan said upon hearing of his death, "He never said where he hid my mom. So now that he's dead, I doubt I'll ever find her. That's the part that really troubles me." So if you have any information about where Lise Fredette's remains could be, please contact the police in Peterborough. There is a good chance that he said something to someone before he died about where she is, and the family would just really, really like to have her remains back so that they can put her to rest properly and provide a little bit of closure to the family. So if you have any information at all, the Peterborough police would be very interested in talking to you. And that was the case of Lise Fredette. And I'm going to be back again next week with another case. And in the meantime, you know what you're doing. And as always, thank you so much for listening.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
The world of 911 emergency dispatching is brutally diverse. One minute you can be talking with someone about parking violations.
What's the process we are to take to have people towed? Because it's actually delaying the mail.
And then all hell can break loose. Then the rest of the day is crazy. We could have murders.
Hill County 911, what's your emergency?
I just killed my children.
Home invasions.
He's in my house. I shot him.
You shot him?
He was coming up towards me and I shot him.
Natural disasters.
Tornado came through and got us. I'm buried under a bomb to roll my life.
Even bombings. My show, Music City 911, will put you in the dispatcher's chair. Put you ear to ear with the callers and responders. And keep you on edge from start to finish. I hope to both educate and entertain, as I'm a 911 dispatcher with over 20 years experience. And just like dispatching, every episode is different from the last. Music City 911. Real 911 calls. Real 911 dispatchers. Available to listen to on any podcast app.